Can you tell me what this is? Snowflake. It is a snowflake. And there's something that some people, many people, say about snowflakes. Have you ever heard what people say about snowflakes? They taste good? Yeah? Well, what they say is that there are no two snowflakes alike. Now, if you study about snowflakes, you'll find that that's not totally true. But it is a true statement about people and about animals. When God created people, he created only one of every person. And when he created animals, he created only one of every animal. Unique and special. Now let me see if I can help you understand a little bit better this way. In some of the past stories, I've told you about our border collie Queenie, right? And how border collies are typically black and white. Sometimes they're red and white, sometimes they're tricolor, but mostly they're black and white. And they have white legs and white feet, and they have a white tip on their tail, and they have a white ruff around their neck, and usually their face has a black and white mask. And they're born with the ability to herd. They love to herd. And they're highly intelligent, and they're very loyal to their owners. They love their people. Now, last July, our border collie died. And so when she died, my husband's and my heart now have a hole in that. And what I mean by that is there's a sadness deep inside of us that won't go away because we miss her so much. And so I can tell you, when we're out and about in public, we can spot almost every border collie. And we can see them in the back of trucks and inside people's cars in their trucks when they go down the road, because she was such a special part. We miss her. And we even go online and we look at border collies online, and we've looked at some to adopt. And we thought, well, we could get another dog, and we've talked about it. But if we got another one, and sometimes we find some that look just like her, if we got another one that looked just like her, would it be her? No, it wouldn't. We would love the dog, and it would become very special to us, but it wouldn't be her, would it? And that's the way it is with you. Each one of you are beautiful and special. There's only one of you. And if something happened to you, your parents might be able to have more children. They could have 100 more children. And if they had some that looked just like you, would it be you? No, because you are not replaceable. There's only one you. And when Jesus comes back to take us home, he's going to take that hole in our heart, that sadness that we have, he's going to take that away. But not only from my husband and I, he's going to take that sadness away from everybody who's lost pets or lost loved ones. And he's going to heal our hearts. But do you know, when we are all in heaven with Jesus, there's still going to be somebody there that has a hole in their heart, that has a sadness deep inside of them. Do you know who that is? Do you know, Cassidy? God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Because there were angels that rebelled against God and chose not to love him and don't want to be around him, they won't be in heaven. Because there are people that choose not to love God and don't want to be near him, they won't be in heaven. And because those angels and those people won't be in heaven, God will miss them for all eternity. God will have an empty place in his heart because he will miss those people and those angels. So today I brought you two things. I brought you a snowflake to remind you that you are beautiful and special, and there's only one of you. And I brought you two hearts. Now, this heart has what in it? What's wrong with this heart?
It has a hole.
It has a hole in it. And this heart is solid because this makes a picture frame. So you can take one of these picture frames home and glue the front onto the back. Some of them have sticky on the back of one of them. But you can glue them together and have your parents help you find a picture of you to fill in the hole. And that's to remind you that concerning you, because you love God, and if you always choose to love him and be with him in heaven, he won't have a hole or a sadness in his heart concerning you, because you will be there with him forever and you will bring him joy. Okay? So I will give you one of these, and then we'll have prayer. And don't forget to pick up the little baskets on your way out. Do you want white or pink? No, if you want a red one, come to me afterwards, because I have a whole bunch more, okay? Okay, let's have prayer first, okay? Father in heaven, I just want to thank you for these beautiful children, and that you make each one of us special, and that we all hold a special place in your heart. I ask that you would bless these boys and girls as they grow, that they will always stay close to you, that they will remember that they are important to you and they are important to us. Please be with them, Father, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.